Welcome back to the Master Debaters. As always, this is your host, Hunter, and with us today we have Carter and Stressman. Let's give them a big round of applause.
All three of us.
True that, brother. All right, sorry for the inconvenience, but here in America we've been crazy here recently, and sorry about not uploading. But tonight we're going to talk about NFL and NBA rules and what we think is going to... Is something funny over there, Russell?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Before Hunter continues on with our topics, we just want to apologize for the quality of this. We're quarantining at my house right now. And
we're actually outside.
Yeah, we're outside
on the porch.
Now, so you can hear the mosquitoes and... You know, the grasshoppers or whatever the crap, you know, you're going to hear them. So,
and apparently it's July 4th, about three miles to the west of us, and people were shooting fireworks.
Yeah, some rednecks thought it would be nice to have Independence Day all week. So you're going to hear that and car noises and stuff. But, Hunter, I'm sorry. I'll get back to you.
Oh, you're fine. It's freedom of speech around here, brother. All right. So our first topic is going to be NFL. Is going to be NFL and NBA with the virus going around, the rules that are going to happen, and we're going to talk about that and what we think our rules should be. And then second to last, we're going to talk about the picks for the NFL, and we're going to talk about what we think about that. So let's start off with Russell.
I mean, I guess we'll just... You know, talk about what right now is going to happen with the NBA and NFL. So currently, I've heard that the NBA is going to try to do a tournament style like March Madness and have it either in Vegas or in Florida. And they discussed whether or not they want to do how many game series or not. I think Adam Silver has stated he wants to do 7 games still. And I think it'd be completely fine because they're talking about housing all of the NBA teams in the playoffs in one area. So they wouldn't be, you know, mingling with other people. They'd only be in one area for the, you know, competition. So
yeah, I think it's a good idea. That way, you know, everybody can stay together. You're not wondering where, you know, people are. You know, one team's over here in L.A. and another team's up in Golden State and all that. So I think it's a good idea. I do hope that they do allow fans because I know it'll probably be really hard for the players to play without the fans because, you know, you ask any NBA player, you know, the fans are what gets your adrenaline going and what you play for. And I know it's going to be nice when the NBA does come back, but, you know, for somebody that's really looking forward to going to the playoffs or going to watch their team, they won't be able to because there ain't going to be any fans. So I do hope that Adam Silver does let the fans come. You know, even if he lets 50% or 25% or whatever he wants to do, but I do hope there is some fans in the crowd in the playoffs.
Well, I've heard that they're going to try that. I will get into this in the NFL side of the things, but I've heard that the NBA is thinking about pumping crowd noises. Now, the Korean, I know you haven't watched Korean baseball, but Korean baseball has done where they've pumped fan noise into the stadiums and haven't recorded the outside of the field. It's just been the field. So it just looks like a normal broadcast. And I think if they did that in the stadium, it would help the players too. I think personally, on a personal level, obviously, what they should do is have live feeds for the fans and have it... So this sounds astronomical, I know. But I think they should have live feeds for the fans and have, like, tickets. I mean, let's say you get a seat or you can, you know, get access to, like, this view or whatever like you would. And you get, like, an experience like you would be there. And it's just, you know, at home. Or you can, you know, just watch the game how they normally do. But the added bonus is that you can talk to people in your section, and to make it more incentivized for, you know, who has home court advantage, you have the players, the fans of the home team pumped up more the fans of the away team, like they do in the actual, you know, stadiums and stuff.
But I'm going to tell you this. It's not... Yeah, you can have the fans, the noises, but when you're on that... You know, I've never been in the NBA, obviously, but... Or any college or anything that has an enormous amount of fans, but there's nothing... You know, I would say there's nothing like going down the court, seeing somebody wearing your T-shirt and wearing your jersey and just yelling their mouth off and their face is painted and they've got, you know, your poster hanging up. And that would just bring, you know, and also the negative side of it is people saying you suck and, you know, they're really down in you and like that. I've heard some NBA players that say that that's what motivates them when people... you know, really down them during the game. And, I mean, and I've never been to an NBA game, but I have been to an NFL game, and there's nothing like sitting there watching your team play, you know, and being in that arena with tens of thousands of other people, you know, and I just don't think it'd be the same for the players or the fans.
Well, I mean, I think what they could do, because this sounds ridiculous, but in the Korean baseball thing, they actually had virtual faces for the stands. Like, they were all, like, iPads, and so it looked like Family Guy characters in the stands. But they could do that with, like, the live streams and have, like, the players' faces, you know, in the stands. And yeah. You'd have like I said, you'd have the actual voices of the fans who pay for it to talk. In the stadium, that way you're still having the crowd noise and the crowd interaction. Obviously, it's not the same without them being there, but at least you have a level of fans being there to cheer you on. But if, in my opinion, I think that they should have it in Vegas, because how many teams do we have in Florida? We have Miami and Orlando, mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
That's as far as
NBA.
Yeah,
but. And I think that gives them a home field advantage. What were you saying?
Well, before we move on from like what you said earlier about like the virtual, like TV and stuff.
Yeah.
I was gonna say another thing that they could do is people that have VR headsets and VR, if they could find out. Well, they've got some now where you can watch games through it. But if you had one, you could be sitting right front center, and you could watch the whole game. In your VR.
Well, that's what I was saying, like, on the computer side, if you don't have a VR headset, you can buy the tickets and talk to people in your section. Because if you're talking to people, you know what I'm saying, like, up in the nosebleeds on the other side of the court, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, in your section, you can talk to people then, and you can pump noise into the actual, like, court. Like Russell was saying, it's not the same without having the actual fans there.
And who knows, Adam Silver may come up, and by the time this is all said and done, he may allow, you know, like 50% capacity or 30 or 40%.
I honestly don't think they're going to have the playoffs with fans. I just think it's getting to that point where they're not. There's players that say they want to complete the season. I'm not going to lie, there's some, you know, teams that are saying they don't want to play because it's, you know, it's a stigma to this year because you won because, you know, there was no fans or whatever. Yeah. There's just a stigma to having a championship this year. But honestly, I think it's like Pat McAfee said, that it's actually, sort of like a accomplishment. You won an NBA the championship during this tough time. I mean, you stayed on it.
Yeah.
Your team, you know, went
and got
through it. You
stayed focused on the game and you were motivated and... Because, you know, a lot of these teams, a lot of these players, they haven't been able to practice with each other, so their chemistry would be off.
Yeah.
And most of them are having to, you know, I'd say most of them have a gym at their house.
Yeah.
You know,
well, to touch on that, if I recall correctly, Giannis doesn't have a court at his house.
He just has a gym.
He just has a gym. So
if he wins a championship without practicing shooting, which they're going to have I think they said they're going to have like a 3-week period. Yeah. Or their training, and then they'll get into it.
Well,
but still.
I actually literally just looked on the NBA thing, and I don't know about the other teams, but I know the Lakers have opened their practice facility.
Yeah.
But I also heard that, I think, I can't remember if it was the Bucks or who. There was somebody else that opened it up a couple of days ago too. But I just got to think about.
Of course, the Lakers would. Huh. Of course they would.
Yeah. Mm.
I wonder why, Russ.
I don't know. But anyways, well, if everyone's done, we can move on to our next topic. I mean, well, not next topic, but next section in this topic. So, you got anything else to add?
I'm all good on the NBA side. Do y'all have anything else?
I'm good on the
NBA. I think I'm good.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to the NFL and
what they're going to do.
What they're going to do.
Russell, you want to start? I can start.
So apparently the NFL is they're going to have fans and I bought tickets the other day and they're going to let people full capacity go in their fan in their stadium. You know, obviously it don't, you know, the first NFL game don't start until September. So that's
Yes, like technically.
Well, technically, but you got preseasons and you got the Hall of Fame games and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but.
But, you know, they're going to get be full to go. And, you know, what I really wish that they would do is I wish they would just say the heck with the preseason.
Yeah.
Which I know the preseason is good for the young guys to get in there, the backups that really don't get to play during the offseason. But, you know, the times that we're in. You won't be able to do that. So I just think they should get rid of the preseason and just have a longer practice period.
I think to add on to that, I think the preseason is kind of useless. But after seeing, I'm a little biased here because I'm an Eagles fan, and we at the end of the season we only had basically wide receivers from the practice squad, and there were some guys on there that actually showed off, and I think we're planning on starting some. This year, just the way that they performed those last couple games.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to have preseason. I just think it's too long right currently.
I mean, it's what, four games?
Four games. Four games? I think it should be cut down to two.
Two.
Yeah, I think two's fine.
At the most. Because then you're taking your chance of during that fourth preseason game or that third preseason game, your backup quarterback, your starting quarterback or your start receiver, starting offensive lineman gets in, getting hurt.
Yeah,
and then you know, God forbid, tearing something and not having them for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, they barely put them in, you know, the first or second games.
By the fourth game, they're playing till the half. Yeah, most of them.
So, I just think that they should have one game for solely backups and practice squad, no starting of like the regular, you know, like the starters, and the other preseason game have them play to the half. And that's it.
Yeah.
But we continue, Russell, about, you know, or unless you're done.
I think it's good that the NFL's done what they're doing. You know, granted, it is technically starts in September. We're a long way from that, somewhat. But, you know, I think Roger Goodell just wants the fans to have what they want because, especially a football game, football games are a little bit different than basketball, fan-wise, I would say, because you have more people that dress up. And like the Packers, they do the Lambeau leap when you get in. And I think it would be really, really hard to play without fans in football just because of the noise. And, I mean, even if they factored in the noise from computers or something, I just think it would be hard to play regardless of what sport without fans.
Well, I'm not trying to be rude. Are you done, Russell? On your are you fit? Like,
I'm done.
I didn't mean to be rude. I'm just saying. But they are. I think Roger Goodell is actually thinking about putting crowd noise like Adam Silver. However, I mean, like you said, you bought tickets to a game, and unless they're refunding those tickets,
well, they are. I mean, before we bought the tickets, it did say, you know, in case of COVID-19 issues that they would refund the tickets.
Okay.
But as of right now, I don't see why they would be selling tickets. And,
well,
you know, I had a conspiracy theory a little bit.
Yeah.
When we were buying tickets, certain sections were saying that they were sold out.
Okay? Yeah.
My theory is I bought a ticket.
Yeah.
And then the two seats to the left of me are going to be technically, quote-unquote, sold out. And then the next ticket's going to be available.
So you're
cell.
Saying they're like
they're going to spread everybody out.
Yeah,
that's my theory about it. And like in a matter of like 20 minutes, like 14 sections or 15 sections were already sold out. I mean, unless you know they really did sell those out, which I've never really bought tickets online like that before. But I mean, I just thought that was a little fast. So that's my theory of how I think they're going to do it.
Well, in my experience from buying tickets, the only game I bought tickets to was Heat's Hornets. We went to Charlotte, me, Isaac, and my brother. And there was a section near the court, and those were like $80. They were probably like $45 each. But they sold out like crazy because that was Dwayne Wade's last game in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And we saw him 1 second, and literally like I didn't. I probably could have got him if I would put him in immediately, but I waited 5 minutes to figure out if my brother was going to go with me. And by the time that happened, they were sold out. So, I mean, it could be sold out, but I could see where they were doing that. However, I feel like a stadium is a horrible place anyways to have a bunch of people, even if you space them out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to eventually get up, go to a concession stand, you're going to go to the bathroom. And yeah. I don't know if you've been to a stadium bathroom. They're not the cleanest places on earth.
No, they're not.
I mean, even though, you know, the facilities are nice, the
bathrooms are always going to have their germs and stuff.
So, in my opinion, I think they're going to have fans for the NFL. I think it may wait. I think they may wait to have fans. I think for the first couple games, they're not going to have fans.
Well, I mean, well, if they're going to wait, then, you know, there was tickets already sold. I know the Cowboys are playing at the Rams.
Yeah.
They're for the Rams opening game in their new stadium.
Yeah.
And they were selling tickets there for fans, you know.
Well,
so why would they be already selling tickets?
I wonder how they're going to do that, though, because they're talking right now because Los Angeles is talking about staying closed but California.
Yeah.
It's talking about staying closed for another like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And that's September.
Yeah.
So unless they're reopening as soon as that happens, I don't see any of the Los Angeles teams playing in Los Angeles. Well, no. Well, what are the teams now in California? We got, because the Raiders aren't there anymore.
No, you got
Chargers.
Rams. Oakland Raiders.
I think it's just those two Los Angeles teams.
Yeah. We may be missing some, but
if not, I mean, if we are missing them, they obviously aren't that good. I'm sorry to.
Yeah, I think we need to tell our audience that we are not experts. We are just doing this for basically fun. So, we are nowhere near like some of these big radio hosts. Like, we are not nowhere near that.
Yeah. But
like, you know, Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright and
Shannon
Sharp and all that.
We'll get on to that when we get to the end of this podcast. We got a big announcement to make. But anyways, moving on, you know, to topic, you know, my side. I think that having no fans at an NFL game would be, if they want to do it, it's fine. I just want to watch football. At this point, I just want to watch football. I mean, does anyone else, like, I know I'm not a big, I'd say I'm a bigger football fan than basketball fan at this point. Because I'm just going to say my basketball team's the Bulls, and we suck right now. Hopefully with this new GM, I know it's off topic, but after firing, you know, Paxson and Gar Foreman, I hope our team does something. But anyway,
I'm just ready for sports to come back in general.
I am.
I mean, granted, I would be kind of pissed.
So, Hunter, you go ahead.
Sorry about that, folks. We had a technical problem, but we're back with you.
But I don't know where we cut off, but Russell, you continue. You know, think about your
I feel like at this point, I just want to see some team play, whether it's NFL, NBA, baseball, I mean, whatever it is, at this point, just, I mean, I feel like we have been locked up and not been able to do anything, and I just want to see sports back again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big baseball fan at all, but if MLB came back before any of these sports, you bet your butt I'd be watching.
Oh yeah, I would too. Yeah,
baseball right now, because I mean, there's not a lot of entertainment, live entertainment, obviously, because of all this stuff. I just need something to watch.
Yeah,
that's, you know, competitive or whatever. But anyways, if they don't, I'll be kind of upset. I just want something to watch, and I'm thinking about buying tickets to Philly and Dallas, and I mean, it's got to open back up to watch it, so...
Yeah, and that game is in December.
No, well, the one in Dallas. Oh, I'm talking about the one in Philadelphia. Oh, I want to go see that one, too.
Yeah.
But, I just hope they open up. If they don't, now, I'm going to be sad.
I will tell you this, that Arizona did say that they are going to open up for teams to come play there.
Yeah.
And the Florida governor did come out and say that the other day that he was going to, that he talked to the Florida Gators, University of Florida.
Yeah.
And they have agreed that to let some in, if things do go south, that to agree to let some NFL teams play in their stadium with fans. So, who knows? At this point, we're just gambling. But I do think that the NFL will allow fans at the end of the day.
Well, you have to think about it, though. If they do allow fans in those stadiums, the people that bought those tickets to the games, you know, like you, for instance, say Dallas doesn't play in Arlington and they go to Arizona. I mean, are you going to drive to Arizona?
No. I mean, they'd probably give you the opportunity to refund your money. I would say, because that would be kind of... You know, if you live in, I don't know, I mean, if you live in Maine,
yeah.
I mean, if you're going to drive to Dallas anyway, that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then you're going like 5 more hours to the west in Arizona, or however long it is. That'd be even more driving.
So I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Like I said, at the end of the day, I just want to watch
sports.
Sports. So, but, Hunter, you want to lead us into our next.
Before we move on, I do want to bring up something. We did talk about the fan base on NBA and NFL, but I think one thing that we kind of just overlooked, well, I mean, we mentioned it, but how we talked about, like, Giannis didn't have a basketball court and, like, they're working out more.
Yeah.
But during, like, the NFL, where a bunch of trades happened during this off season. A bunch of people got moved around, and just for instance, like Tom Brady, where he went to Tampa Bay, and he has new receivers, he's got a new coach, he's got new playbooks, he's got new schemes. With this virus where they can't really meet, I think it's going to affect the way some teams are going to play, because they don't have as much time
to get ready
and figure out what works best for them, because everything... Some teams completely changed, like with new coaches and everything, and they don't have as much time to get ready and learn the best for them.
Well, didn't they move the practice to the end of the month, I think, wasn't it?
The virtual practices, like where they're meeting online. Well, yeah, they did, but...
But you got to have hands-on.
Yeah, I'm with Hunter. Like, you're going to have, like... I'm not just picking on the Cowboys because I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but they did get a new head coach in Mike McCarthy, and as far as I know, Dak has not been in contact at all with the team. So you have a quarterback who your starting quarterback, presumably, you know, after Andy Dalton's time, and he's not even with the team. And you have Mike McCarthy, who's just talking to everyone else. And no one's played the scheme except Ha-Ha Clint Dix. He's the only player to play with Mike McCarthy.
And let's say that they sign Dak and they go and, you know, all that's past him. They sign him, blah, blah, blah. You're still got a new head coach. You know, and the Cowboys are not the only team that has got a new coach.
Yeah, you got...
The Redskins.
Yeah. the Carolina, because they just now, you know, they fired Rivera.
So, you know, you're going to, you know, you're going to need to get one-on-one with that coach, know how he coaches, you know, and know how he works.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big, you know, part of your team is how you're because, I mean, there's leaders on a team, but the true leader of a football team is its head coach.
Yeah.
When you talk about the great NFL teams that have won championships, as much as I do not like them, Bill Belichick, he's definitely a leader in that locker room. He's not, you know, sociable with anyone, but everyone knows that Bill is the leader. You don't go – even Tom Brady never talked bad about Bill. You know he's the leader in the room. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin, if you know anything about the Steelers, he's a big presence in the locker room. I mean, you can name a bunch of head coaches that are good. I mean, Mike Tomlin's never won a Super Bowl with the team, but
Mike Tomlin has, Steelers.
No, the last coach was it Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl.
I thought that it was
the youngest coach to win a Super Bowl.
I thought he
youngest
was
black coach to win a Super Bowl.
I thought it was
Bill Cowher.
Yeah.
No, it was Mike Tomlin.
Okay. Yeah, the Mike Tomlin. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Mike Tomlin. If you ever listen to this, congratulations.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, you got to get used to your head coaches, and I think, like I said in our podcast, and you can find our previous podcast on YouTube at the Master Debaters on YouTube. You can, you know, watch that, but I've stated before that it's going to hurt the NFL teams that with these new head coaches if they do not get one-on-one with their players.
And then you got some, you know, teams that have gotten, you know, I think almost every team this season has done some, you know, they've drafted people and they've traded. So that player is going to have to, you know, learn what that team does, and it's going to be hard. You know, if they're not practicing.
I mean, for instance, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, that's a big player you're adding to Arizona.
Yeah. Who just came from the Texans, and now he's going to Arizona, which is probably a totally different
offense that they're running. And not to mention, if you're on the Texans side, you've just lost your number one receiver. And I go on a limb here. I don't know how many times we have to state this. I don't know why the Texans got rid of, like, a number. He's a top three wide receiver in this league. I don't know why. It has to be personnel, you know, the relationships in the locker room with their head coach.
I'm pretty sure Julio's number one.
I'd say a couple years ago. I'd say a couple years ago, maybe Julio. But
yeah. Well, we all know who's going to be number one
this year.
CeeDee Lamb.
We'll get into that.
How about Metcalf?
Actually, I did learn that this is an inside thing, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
Week three,
It's
going to be CeeDee Lamb versus Metcalf.
Are you serious?
Seattle versus Dallas.
Wow.
I just thought that was funny.
We have a Madden Connected franchise that me, Hunter, Russell, and Isaac, you know, and my dad / my brother, we have a connected franchise where, you know, you play football and we own the teams and stuff. And Russell and me have this relationship with DK Metcalf, trying to get them and everything. But that is pretty funny. I didn't know that, Russ. But I think if I were the NFL team or the commissioner, Roger Dell, I would try to have fans in, but if it's not a possibility, I just don't think you should risk, you know, having a bunch of people. I mean, like I said, I think it's been blown up out of proportion how bad COVID is, but at the same time, I don't think it should be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
So, have it what you will, but I think I'm done with that topic unless everyone else is. So, Hunter, do you want to lead us into the break? We have a little ad we got to play here.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in for us this long. We got one more part, and we're going to go to our little break, and we'll see you after that.
Welcome back from our short break. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Master Debaters. For our second and last topic tonight, we're going to talk about our NFL team's picks this year and just speculate how they're going to do this year. We're going to start off with Russell and see what he has to think about the Dallas Cowboys.
So, I am a Cowboys fan, and I was very disappointed in the first round with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, we got this guy named C.D. Lamb.
Oh, some guy.
And,
sweet Jesus.
You know, I'm totally kidding. Honestly, the Cowboys didn't need a receiver.
You wanted a defensive back.
Yeah, I wanted the Trayvon Diggs, which we got the second round, which he was projected to go in the first round, but we got him our second pick. So I was happy about that. But I am kind of excited. I am excited about CeeDee Lamb because I think him and Gallup and Cooper are going to be – I think they're going to work good. Now, the only problem I have with having three guys like that on a team – because Amari Cooper is going to be your number one, and then Gallup's probably going to be your two, and CeeDee Lamb's going to be your three, is you're going to have three guys that are wanting to get the ball. And, you know, you can only pass the one of them at a time. And I hope it don't turn into, you know, this big fighting ordeal, which Jerry Jones has gave CeeDee Lamb number 88, and if anything – anybody knows anything about the Cowboys, when you the number 88 is supposed to be a number that is respected in Dallas because, you know, there's been a lot of Cowboys that have worn 88 that have went on to win Super Bowls and done very good. So you're saying that CeeDee Lamb is going to be your person that you're number one, but then you got Amari Cooper who just got a 5-year, $100 million contract that's your number one. And then you got Michael Gallup, who had 1,000 yards last year with Cooper. So I hope it don't turn into this big ordeal with it, with all this. So I guess we'll see how it goes. And our second pick, you want to do the top three?
Yeah, we'll do top three.
We'll do our top three of who we think we got. Our second pick, which was Trayvon Diggs from Alabama, a very good cornerback, who I wanted the Cowboys to pick in the first round, but they did get CeeDee Lamb. Trayvon Diggs is a very good cornerback. He had I think he only had three or four interceptions last year, but I forget what the percentage thing is of I guess drop passes was very high. I think he's going to fit really good since we got rid of the All-American Byron Jones. What a joke. But so I think with him and Hall, Clinton Dix, and Woozier, I hope they all work together. And that was the second pick. My third pick, who I thought the Cowboys got really good, was I cannot pronounce his last name, but he's a defensive end from Utah. I'm going to try my best here. We actually picked him up in the fifth round. Bradley Anealy? A-N-A-E.
I mean, you can go with it.
I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, which I probably did. He was actually projected to go in the second round. He recorded the most sacks in Utah history of the college. But I think what was set him back from going to fifth round, I think he had a little bit of an attitude problem. And I think he got hurt his junior year and didn't get his full potential his senior year. He did start all 4 years with Utah. So that my top three again would be CeeDee Lamb at number one. Was a good pick. Trayvon Diggs with a defensive back, which we needed. And Bradley Anealy, defensive end from Utah, which him and DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, will be very good. And we also, during the offseason, the Cowboys did get rid of Robert Quinn, which recorded, I think, around 5-6 sacks last year. So he does have an opportunity to start, and I just think that those are my top three. Because I thought the Cowboys, which I thought the Cowboys did a very good drafting. I think the NFL had them at the number one team this year with the drafts.
Yeah, no kidding.
with everything being said, just because you're number one don't mean, you could go 0-16 for all we know. But it does. It is a good feeling.
We only wish.
Yeah.
It is a good feeling that the last time that the Cowboys were picked number one was actually 1993. Which they went on, 92, I'm sorry, which they didn't go on to win a Super Bowl. But, all things saying, there is a lot of things going on with the Cowboys right now, with the new coach, with the situation with Dak. So, who knows, which I have stated clearly before, I do not see the Cowboys win Super Bowl this year just because of the new coach. I feel like it takes a coach 2 to 3 years to get to know his team. And once he gets to know his name, develops a good relationship, I do think that they do have a chance at going and win Super Bowl if they keep all the players that they have. So, Tristan, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, where do I begin? Like I said, if you all have listened to our podcast on the YouTube channel, as stated before, it's the Master Debaters with Carter and Strussman. We did a live draft.
I'm glad coverage. I'm not in there, huh?
Well, you're a host.
You're a host.
So, but we did live coverage of the first round. I don't know if we did. We may have done second and third round. I'm not 100% sure.
We mainly touched on first round.
No, it was just first round. Yeah. Me and Russell watched second and third round just leisurely.
Yeah.
I cannot begin to tell you how. Actually, if you watch it, how my soul left my body that night. So, where do I begin? I guess we'll go with my first pick, Jalen Reagor. TCU. When I first saw this pick, you can go back and listen to it. I banged my head against my window. But after going back, and looking at Jalen Reagor and who he is and everything, he's got some speed on him. However, His main weakness in his scouting reports was catching the ball. And if you all know what our receiving core was this past year, we had tons of drop passes. And I hope and I pray that we did not draft hold on. I got him out of my head. That way I didn't have to worry about him anymore. No.
Oh.
Nelson Aguilar. I hope we did not just draft Nelson Aguilar 2.0. Nelson Aguilar was probably the most heartbreaking receiver we've ever had. He had some good years. Well, I'd say his second year when we won the Super Bowl and the third year was pretty good. But the first and fourth year just sucked. You can go back and look at tapes. There's winning drives where he could have scored touchdowns on the Falcons game. And then there was another drop pass in the Lions game we could have won as well. But I'm not going to put down the kid. I've looked into him. I'm kind of excited just to see how Jalen Reagor is. He is fast. His upside is being another DeSean Jackson. And DeSean Jackson's getting old, and I could see why we needed another one. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. If we had a top pick, I don't think we would have picked CeeDee Lamb. I think we were going to pick Henry Ruggs just because of his speed and everything. And I think that's what the Philadelphia was looking for, because they said they want to get younger, no injuries, and speed. Would I have loved to have CeeDee Lamb? Absolutely. Was it a kick in the balls that the Cowboys just so happened to be the pick before to get him? Absolutely. I mean, they weren't directly the pick before, but they were the...
What are you saying? Jerry Jones did it on purpose?
Yes. I think Jerry Jones hit his $400 million yacht On his evil lair of a yacht, he most certainly, I could see it. I even stated whenever they went to him and he was smiling, he was calling up CeeDee Lamb. I knew it, but like I said before, I hope Jalen Reagor does well, and I'm excited to see him in this season. That was a long thing to go off that, but I guess we'll get to the most disappointing and wasted pick in this draft. Jalen friggin' Hurts. I don't know what was more of a kick in the balls. Seeing Jalen Reagor drafted instead of Justin Jefferson from LSU, or Jerry Jones getting CeeDee Lamb before. I think the cake has to be taken of Howie Roseman deciding to not draft, there was a linebacker that was rated to go high in the draft, and he fell to the second round. Didn't draft him. We didn't get J.K. Dobbins. He ended up going to the Ravens, I think. And we could have got another wide receiver. I was looking at getting, I can't remember his name right now. I think he's from Baylor. If I can remember, I'll tell you all. And I was wanting to get him. Russell was sitting next to me when I said that. And we drafted Jalen Hurts. And
which I'm going to say.
Go on.
Jalen Hurts will be a good backup. I think if Wentz does get hurt, I think it'll just be a cushion that you do have a backup like Jalen Hurts.
Well, see, that I'm fine with them wanting to have a backup. I just think it sends the wrong message to draft a quarterback in the second round. Think about that. Even though you got a new deal from the team, they just used the second round draft pick that could have been used for a wide receiver, another weapon you could have used on offense, and used it on a quarterback that may or may not see the field to play. Now, the excuses are this is going to be Taysom Hill 2.0, like the Saints use, where they have him do whatever. I just don't see him doing that, but I may be proved wrong. I'm disappointed in this Jalen Hurts pick. I didn't like it. You can ask Russell. I hated it more than the Jalen Reagor pick. Absolutely hated it. But we'll have to see how he plays. And for our third, I'm not going to go with our third round. I'm going to go with our fourth round because I feel like this is probably one of our best draft picks in this round. Is Kayvon Wallace from Clemson. He's a safety. We're kind of thin on safety right now, and I think it was a great pickup for Kayvon Wallace. I mean, you just got done with a guy who's won two national championships. Not two. He's been in one national championship, won the other one, and I just think it was a great pick for us. I think he's going to do well with us, and I think he's going to be a great addition to our defensive backs. We really improved our defensive backs this year, and I'm really excited to see how our defense plays with, you know, all these new pieces. But if I had to rank them, I'd go Kayvon Wallace, Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts. If I could rank Jalen Hurts even lower out of the top three, I would. But, I mean, I hope the kid plays well. I hope I don't see the kid play. Obviously, because that would mean either Wentz is traded or left or he's hurt. Yeah. I hope I never see him start, but we'll have to see. So, Hunter, do you want to talk about the Falcons picks?
I'll talk a little bit about it. I'm not too involved like these two, but I know a little bit. This draft class, the Falcons really don't – they really didn't need a rebuild. They just needed – key players. I am so glad that they did draft a cornerback in the first round because we desperately needed one. And AJ Terrell from Clemson, I was so glad when they drafted him. He might have not been a top cornerback like prospect in the draft, but I feel like he'll grow into the position and he'll grow and he'll do that. And then also we got the center in the third round. We're going to need better offensive linemen because we did get Gurley. I am sad to see Freeman go, but we're going to have to change some things up. So we'll just have to see, but I am pretty satisfied with the draft we had this year. I think it's just they just have to execute this year. But the cornerback is my top pick for the draft this year.
I mean, I think that's great. I mean, is there anyone else you're excited about, you know, about it? Or, I mean, is that the only person?
That was really about the only one I was looking for. I'm sure there's other spots we needed, but offensive line and cornerback is what I was looking for.
I mean, that's great, but I think that will end it. We have an announcement to make. We have one announcement to make. We said we were going to do it on our 10th episode, but we can't wait any longer, and we just got to do it. So if you followed us on the YouTube page, you knew that our 10th episode was going to be about the Michael Jordan versus LeBron GOAT debate.
Woo!
I'm just letting you all know, this one's about to get messy. This next one is not going to be me and Russell being all cordial to each other. This is going to be pretty intense. We're going to try to keep it civil. I mean, we're not going to fight, but it might get a little hectic. So.
And there may be some screaming.
Yeah. So.
I'll try to hold them back, but no promises.
So, and I'm going to explain something before we do that next. We're not going to have anyone talk on our behalf. This is just us talking. Because we don't want anyone to say that there are people, you know, ganging up against them or anything. But it's just going to be us talking. At the end of it, we leave it there, and you all decide. That's it. Well, that's all we're doing is just proving our case for who we think is the GOAT.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be intense. I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Like Tristan said, we'll let y'all decide, and I guess we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to wrap up now, and hopefully everybody is staying safe out there. Keep doing the guidelines that your state is telling you to do. Some states are reopening. Just be smart about it. And just live your life happy, and I guess we'll see you next time.
So, this has been Stressman.
And Carter.
And I just want to say good night.
Good night.
We'll see y'all later. Hunter?
Thank you all for joining us tonight. And let's give a big old round of applause for everybody. We just want to thank you, and thank you for listening, and hopefully we finished you off tonight better than you could at your house. So, y'all have a good night, and stay safe.
Good night.
Good night.
And that's a wrap.